So did you notice it? We started a little different this evening, didn't we? No big opening hymn. The procession is a little bit more subdued. Things are a little bit different. You know, one of those things as we enter into these 40 days that we look at is it's kind of even the way we start and the way we do things is meant to remind us that something special is going on. Have you ever thought about the number 40? It's one of those things, you know, for us, 2,000 years past Jesus' time, we might not think about it that much, but the number 40 shows up in a number of different places, especially in the Bible, whether it be 40 days or 40 years. You know, some of the ones that you might think about is it rained for 40 days, you know, when the world was flooded. There was also a 40-day period before Noah, he stayed on the ark waiting for everything to go. When you look at the number 40 in there, you think about Moses, one of the greatest people in our faith, our shared faith. Guess how many years he spent in Egypt before he left? 40 years. Guess how long he was in the desert before he came back to rescue everybody? 40 years. Guess how long it was before the time between when he came and got the people and they wandered around before they found the promised land? 40 years. You know, when Jesus went out, and there's a number of different examples of that, but there's also, you know, what we're also celebrating or remembering today is that before Jesus started his ministry, what did he do? He went out into the desert. First, he was tempted by the devil, and then what did he do? He fasted for 40 days. You know, and I think it's one of those things that number 40 means it's a thing that signifies change. But I think probably one of the most interesting things that can help us in this season of Lent is something that's a little more natural to each and every one of us. I'm sure that we have some healthcare professionals out there, some doctors and nurses who work with pregnant women, you know, but most of us think, you know, how long is someone pregnant? Well, 9 months, right? It's actually 40 weeks. 40 weeks is what it takes to create new life. That's what we're getting ready to celebrate, the opportunity to create a new life within us, a new spiritual life, so that we can have a better time. Now, what is it, you know, how is it that we're going to do that? You know, a lot of the things everybody, I'm sure, I don't know if you've started talking about it or thinking about it, I hope you have. What are you giving up for Lent? What are you going to do? Well, I want to challenge you on that in a little bit. I could tell you some things and this is what comes from our gospel today, is remember, brothers and sisters, it's supposed to be your penance, not everyone else's. I could remember, you know, a few years back that I was working at this place, and the boss decided to give up coffee. Okay? Sounded like a good thing, right? Well, about a week and a half into Lent, my employees, I was the boss, came to me with a cup of coffee and said, uh-uh, you got to do something different. This isn't working for any of us. You're just too crabby. It's our penance. It's not someone else's. And that's really what our gospel passage was talking about tonight. You know, these are things that we do to grow. And we always tend to think of that, you know, this is something that we have to give up. Yeah, okay. But you know what? Why? What are you doing when you give it up? I mean, okay, great, so you gave up chocolate chip cookies. You know, do you sit there every time you go to reach for one, do you complain? No. The idea of what it is that, you know, that we gave up for Lent, every time we go to reach for that thing or every time we think about it, it gives us an opportunity to say thank you to Jesus for sacrificing himself so that we can be a part of his life. It's not something that we're, you know, it's not a doom and gloom type of thing. Brothers and sisters, these 40 days before Easter actually can be a time of joy for us. It can give us an opportunity to give up some of those things that, you know, that we need to. And I'm hoping that, you know, and a lot of people think, well, what are you giving up for Lent? You do know you can add stuff too, right? You know, just so y'all realize, you do realize we do this church thing every Sunday, right? How about if you don't make it every week, why don't you say for Lent, I'm going to go every week. You know, I'll make you a bargain. If that's a habit that you've gotten out of, you know, some of the things with bad habits, it's just as easy to turn around and do the right thing. And I can almost guarantee you that in the course of these 40, you know, these 40 days, if you do come to church, it'll help your faith grow. It'll help you be, you know, the person that God wants us to be. You know, and all those other things. You know, I mean, there might be, what about those bad habits? You can give those up. Or even, you know, you can add some things. How about a little bit of extra prayer? How about, you know, volunteering to say, you know, I'm going to volunteer maybe 1 hour of my week to my favorite charity? How about, you know, the idea of just giving something up? The idea is what we're doing is we're giving ourselves an opportunity to allow God to help us and to allow God's love to help us be the people he wants us to be so that we can be better people for those around us. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not doom and gloom, and it's actually, it can be a time of joy, because what happens, brothers and sisters, is when we allow the Holy Spirit to have a deeper part of our life, when we can see that God is there to help us with those things we might be challenged with, when we can see that he's there to give us a hand to do the right thing, when we do the type of things that can help other people, that's where the joy of this season comes from. You know, it's when we can share the gifts, when we can learn to get in the habit, and believe it or not, and that, and another thing with that, you know, that 40-week, that 40-day period is that if you talk to most behavioral specialists, maybe not all of them, but most, you know, even if you're dealing with terrible addictions or even if there's, you know, you have some really bad habits, most experts will say that if you're trying to make a change, it's that first 40 days. You know, that first 6 weeks, roughly, that's important. That's where we can make changes in our lives. So, you know, as we enter into this Lenten season, remember, it's not a season of doom and gloom. It's not a season of, you know, things are a little bit more sedate, because what we're doing is we're allowing God to love us a little bit more and allowing to help us to change so that when Easter comes, when, you know, all of a sudden we can say the A word, which we I hope you noticed we didn't do that, you know, that Allah, I'm not going to say the rest of it, but, you know, that's one of the things that we don't do, and it's a reminder that, you know, when Jesus died and came back, he did that so that we could have access to the Holy Spirit, and he could give us a lot more gifts. But during this time period, we try to, you know, we try to pick up more good habits, we try to become better people, and to remind ourselves that God is there for us and that he can help us. If we can do that for 40 days, when Easter comes, it's a lot easier to celebrate. It's a lot easier to accept God's love and all the gifts that he wants to give us and to celebrate those things, because we get a chance to see that with his help, we can change. We can become better people. So think about this, you know, as we go on. If you haven't already made a little plan, it's okay if you want to give up something little, that's fine. But also know that, you know, it's okay to add stuff. Maybe coming to Mass more often, or maybe helping out, you know, with your local charity, or maybe volunteering to do something here. You know, but the idea is that we get into those good habits. We get into those virtuous things. You know, a good habit, we call that a virtue. And when God's the one that's helping us to do that, we can see some real changes. So let's think about it. We're not looking in, you know, we're not looking for doom and gloom. We're looking to allow God to love us much more so that we can become the people that he wants us to be.